Muted.
Hello, and welcome to today's Zenith Bank first half 2015 results announcement and conference call. Throughout this, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterwards there'll be a question and answer session. And just to remind you, this call is being recorded. Today, I'm pleased to present Peter Emmanuel, Chief Executive Officer of Zenith Bank. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and let me welcome you to the half-year conference call of Zenith Bank PLC. I would like to introduce my colleagues here today, and I will start with Ebenezer Onyango, Executive Director, Risk Management, Shola Oladipo, Executive Director, Corporate Banking, Stanley Amuchie, Chief Financial Officer, Mike Anyima, our Investor Relations General Manager, and Felix Egbo, our Chief Risk Officer. Let me start by saying that this is the first time in the history of Zenith Bank that we'll be having our half-year audited financials, and I'm very pleased to inform you that this will be our policy going forward. No doubt, we've operated under a very tough macroeconomic environment from the beginning of the year, occasioned by the rapid drop in the prices of crude oil and its attendant impact on all facets of our economy and the financial system. Not with GDP growth rates of 3.96 in Q1 2015, when compared to 6.21% year-on-year in the intervening period of last year. The non-oil sector essentially even contributed to the growth that we recorded in Q1 2015. Inflation also increased to 9.2% from 9% year-on-year, and this is occasioned by the irregular supply of PMS, resulting in increase in food prices. Of course, other aspects were also affected. Our foreign reserves dropped slightly, and the exchange rate was maintained by the monetary authorities at between 196 to 199. As a result of this tough environment and conditions, the monetary authorities responded by coming up with different policies, and I'll just highlight a few of them. The cash reserve ratio was harmonized at 31% for both public sector and private sector. The Central Bank of Nigeria also introduced a limit to the amount of foreign currency borrowings that any deposit money bank can actually have in their books. We also have a limit as to the foreign currency loans to customers that don't earn foreign currency. In fact, you are not allowed to avail dollar loans to any customer that does not generate revenue in dollars. And when you look at most of these measures, they've actually constrained the banks in terms of their earning capacity. I'm very pleased to announce that in spite of these very tough conditions, Zenith Bank was able to record what I would say a modest performance, with gross earnings increased by 24% and our profit before tax also increasing by a slightly above 24%. And on this note, I want to hand you over to our Chief Financial Officer, Stanley Amuchie, to take us through the financials. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm looking at the financial highlights on page 8, slide 2. It is very clear from the performance of the first half of 2015 that the bank is marching towards exceptional performance for 2015. Our gross earnings increased to 229 billion, which was a 24.21% year-on-year increase. Our net interest income came in at 112.64 billion, 14.23% year-on-year increase. We also saw our net interest margin growing to 8.3%, which represented 2.5% year-on-year increase and 33% quarter-on-quarter. Our PBT was strong at 72 billion, a 24.79% year-on-year increase. Also, we saw PAT coming in at 53 billion, which was about 12% year-on-year. Customer deposits remained strong at 2.6 trillion, 2.66 year-to-date increase. Our total assets also grew to 3.88 trillion, about 3.39% year-to-date increase. Our shareholders fund dipped by 1.13%, and that's particularly because of payment of dividend within the year. Gross loans and advances went up 10%, 10.4% to 1.94 trillion. Again, if you look at the key ratios, loan to deposit still remained very good at 68.5%, which gives us room to create more risk assets. We have our cost to income ratio coming down to 54.4%, which was in line with our determination to see that our cost keeps coming down. Our liquidity is still very strong at 43.8%, notwithstanding the impact of the cash reserve requirement. We have capital adequacy at 20%. Then ROE came in at 19.4%. We're still working towards making sure that we improve ROE in the months and quarters coming. NPL was significantly down to 1.44%, which also shows the level of performance of our facilities and the bank's determination to ensure that our assets are performing at all times. And then cost of risk came in at 0.78%. We have cost of funds at 4.26%. I think it's important.